car with my father. I heard rain splashing up over the tires and my father humming. He was so alive, so beloved, that the incomprehensibility of his suicide grieved me all over again. By then, my father had been dead for 2 decades, and such a pure memory of him had never come back to me. I was 31 years old. I went inside the store. The pianist, Glenn Gould, appeared on a flat screen. He and Yehudi Menuhin were performing the Bach sonata I had recognized. There was Glenn Gould, hunched over the piano, wearing a dark suit, hearing patterns far beyond the range of what most of us are given to perceive. And he was so familiar to me, like an entire language, a world I had forgotten. In 1989, life had become a set of necessary routines for my mother and me. Work and school, television, food, sleep. My father's first departure happened at the same time as momentous events occurring in China, events which my mother watched obsessively on CNN. I asked her who these protesters were, and she said they were students and everyday people. I asked if my father was there, and she said, "No, it's Tiananmen Square in Beijing."